Well, it's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience. It's your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pinon Music Theater August 28th, and you could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of MetroCars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. Now, to enter, all you got to do is download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. You can head on over to WJR.com for more information. Download that free mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. There was an interesting piece in Crane's Detroit Business about companies, that tech companies that are bucking the trend of maybe going to places like Silicon Valley and choosing the city of Detroit instead to be headquartered.
Okay.
And we love it. Absolutely love it.
Always, yes.
Well, one of those companies is Meet Your Class. It's a platform to connect current students and universities and resources and being able to connect with people that you're going to end up going to college with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool idea. And Blake Mishley is the CEO and co-founder of MeetYourClass.com and joins us. Blake, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, first, let's talk a little bit about Meet Your Class. Where did this idea start? Why did you create it? And it's been successful thus far.
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy journey. So I graduated from the University of Michigan over a year ago at this point. Time's been flying. But I started it at the end of my freshman year when I just saw how prospective college students were going to college, including myself. I found my roommates, my friends through social media, yet kind of the infrastructure that was in place just was not optimized for how students were researching colleges. So I started Meet Your Class with the belief that, you know, students wanted to connect and they were already doing it on social media. So how can we, you know, find them where they are and build that community earlier?
And Blake, you're integrating with platforms like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook to connect students where they already are. Does that make the college experience, you know, feel more natural, or does it kind of blur the line between real life and digital relationships in a new way?
No, yeah, it's an interesting question. I think like probably multiple years ago, probably didn't used to be the case, but yeah. I see, especially like post COVID, I think we're seeing that pivot to where it's almost the expectation that even though when you get to college, you're going to make new friends in your classes and in person, there's almost this expectation post COVID from like an anxiety standpoint that if you don't have that connection or those friend groups or that roommate, like you're going to feel like you're behind. And so, you know, we're seeing, we're always kind of polling our students, and we see over 50% of students now, they are starting to connect with others before they even commit to a college. So it's really part of the college decision process at this point, which is certainly kind of a newer trend that we're seeing.
Well, this idea born here in the state of Michigan, the fact that you've decided to stay here, I think is notable. You've relocated to Detroit. You did that almost a year ago now. Why not go to Silicon Valley? Why not go out west? Why stay here?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think for us personally, I mean, we're very grateful for all the resources we've been able to get through both University of Michigan, through the programs there, but then also through now the city of Detroit. But how we kind of got ingrained in the ecosystem was we went through an accelerator called TechStars, and it was based in Detroit. And so we went through that when I was a sophomore in college. You know, candidly, I'm from the west side of Michigan, and so I didn't really get over to Detroit as much as a child. And so that's how I really kind of got introduced to the growing ecosystem that was kind of here in Detroit. And I think, you know, being born and raised in Michigan just really felt kind of inspired to stay in the state. And I think for like our, you know, looking at our business specifically too, being higher ed, I think honestly, being very close to our partners, I think, is really important for us. So it does give us a competitive advantage rather than being, you know, all the way on the West Coast and kind of being close to all this higher ed talent that is kind of here in Southeast Michigan.
Blake, how are the colleges themselves reacting to platforms like yours? Are they supportive? They're a little cautious. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean it's very much. I mean it's a mix, of course, but we end up working with universities because so we work with over 30 institutions now, and a lot of them here in the state of Michigan, because they view that community aspect as such an important part of the enrollment process. And you know they institutions, they have orientations, admitted student day events to try to drive that connectivity in person. But now they're realizing the need to start that earlier and start that virtually, since COVID was kind of the catalyst for that. So we're seeing positive reactions now that we've been able to start growing, build our own brand awareness in the industry. But it's been very, the reception has been good as we've kind of continued to grow.
Blake Mischley, the CEO and co-founder of MeetYourClass.com, thank you for your time. It's a really cool story, and the fact that you're staying at home is even cooler. So thank you for your time.
Thank
Best you. Of luck. Keep us up to date on how things are going.
Thank you. Appreciate for having me on. It was a great time talking with you all.
You got it. You got it. Very cool.
The NBA Finals are tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's San Antonio versus the Knicks. The Knicks haven't been to the finals since 99.
Okay.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So Zoran Mondani, the mayor of New York, signed an executive order temporarily repealing bedtimes for children across the city so they can stay up and watch the New York Knicks play. Just so you know. And the official order was signed with the handprints of local school children, which allows them to, stay up and watch the game, because the game started at 8:30. So he did that yesterday with all the little kids around him, and, some of them paying attention to what he was doing, some were not. But, yeah, just so you know. So the kids will be allowed to stay up.
I can't go to bed. It's illegal.
That's right. The mayor has rescinded that.
911, my mom says I have to go to bed. Can you come 129 9th Avenue, 7th floor, bring the paddy wagon? What?
Oh, yeah. So if the mayor rescinds it, if the Pistons were playing and the mayor rescinds it, and your kids say, Dad, hey, the mayor rescinded it, I get to stay up now. What are you going to say?
I don't know. Who cares? That's stupid.
Oh, no, my kids couldn't tell me that. They had a bedtime. They're going to bed.
You're going to bed.
You're going, bro.
I don't care what Mayor Mamdani says.
That's right. Call 911.
Go brush your teeth.
You might be calling 199.
That's right.
Better leave me alone.
8 o'clock hour's next.